Pete Davidson has had enough of Kanye West's public attacks. In an alleged text exchange, which was released by Pete's friend on Instagram and has since been deleted, the comedian allegedly told the rapper he is done being quiet. The alleged conversation was shared on Sunday afternoon after Kanye had posted on his Instagram page, criticizing his ex Kim Kardashian for her parenting of their four children. In the alleged text, Pete told Kanye that what Kim does for the pair's kids is amazing, adding that Kanye is lucky that she is his kid's mom. He then allegedly told Kanye that he's decided he's not going to let him treat him this way anymore, adding, "Grow the bleep up." He later told Kanye that he's in Los Angeles for the day, offering to meet up with the rapper. But when Kanye asked for Pete to disclose his location, the comedian sent him a photo of himself flashing a peace sign with his tongue out, adding, quote, "In bed with your wife." Towards the end of the exchange, Pete offered to help Kanye because he himself has had struggles with his mental health, saying, "It's so sad to see you ruin your legacy on the daily." Pete added, "It's not an easy journey. You don't have to feel this way anymore. There's no shame in having a little help. You'll be so happy and at peace." Pete and Kim first made headlines in October of 2021 when they shared a kiss during a sketch on Saturday Night Live. Their relationship was made Instagram official on Friday, more than a week after she was declared legally single. And after Kanye released a controversial music video for his song Easy, in which appears to show Pete being kidnapped, tied up, and buried alive by Kanye. A source has told People that Kim was furious over the music video, adding, "She thinks it's way too violent and she's really upset."
On March 13th, Kanye posted a series of now deleted videos on Instagram about his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian, and her boyfriend, Pete.
I thought publicly for a year and a half, I've been dragged and how she not my wife. She don't have a last name. And now he texting me, talking and bragging about how he's in bed with my wife. And I'm like, well, who's watching my children if he's texting me bragging about being in bed with my wife?
Kanye did acknowledge that Kim is no longer his wife since they were both declared legally single recently after she filed for divorce back in February of 2021.
Always leans towards the mom. But right now, and I'm happy that you guys got to see just a small piece of what I dealt with. You understand what I'm saying?
Hello and welcome to Real Crime Profile. I'm Lisa Zambetti. I'm former casting director for CBS Criminal Minds.
And host, still laughing.
And host, of Killer Casting and new member of the Television Academy. What?
Oh, what? Awesome.
It's really not that hard, but I'm really glad that I am. Anyway, and with me today is the fabulous
Laura Richards, criminal behavior analyst, former New Scotland Yard, and host of the podcast Crime Analyst.
And am I fabulous too? Jim Clementi, retired FBI profiler, former New York City prosecutor, and host of Best Case, Worst Case. And today we're going off the rails.
Oh, yeah.
Or we're talking about somebody who's gone off the rails, right?
Gone off the rails, been off the rails for a little while, and should possibly be under a conservatorship. I'll say that again, and should possibly be under a conservatorship.
That's a hot take, Laura. I'm so glad you brought that up. Go on.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. Lisa, you want to introduce the subject matter?
So people have been emailing to get your and Laura's opinion on this whole thing, the Kimye, Kanye, Pete-ye, Kim Pete, Kanye West, and Kim Kardashian's very public divorce that's happening and all the shenanigans going on. And it's hard for people to parse what is real, what is publicity, what is seriously disturbing behavior, and what is just for show. And I have a lot of, there's a lot of strong opinions on our Facebook page, but what do you both think?
Well, first of all, if I can jump in, I had no idea who Pete Davidson was. Apparently he's a comedian and he is now dating Kim Kardashian.
Right. They met on Saturday Night Live. She was a guest on Saturday Night Live. They did a couple skits together and thus blossomed that relationship while she is in the midst of a divorce from Kanye West.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, he seems like a, you know, comedian. And, you know, he seems to be doing wacky things. And until very recently, I thought that he was, you know, sort of keeping things calm. Apparently, Kanye has been goading him on social media and so forth. But until recently, I thought Pete Davidson's responses were rather appropriate. But then now, apparently, he's gone to sort of taking pictures of himself and saying he's in bed with Kanye's wife and basically goading Kanye and exacerbating a situation that's already bad. Am I correct about that?
Well, I think the situation has been that Kanye, Ye, as he calls himself, has been unwell for some time. I think we've all seen that. And you said wife, Jim, just to correct the narrative, they have been separated for over a year. And Kim had filed for divorce and she became legally separated and single a few weeks ago. And that triggered some more behavior. So Kim Kardashian, in fairness, has been separated for a significant amount of time and has been dating Pete Davidson. And Kanye, Ye, has been dating someone else too. Multiple people, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, effectively what you've said is right. And Pete Davidson has said consistently that he respects Ye and that he doesn't want the children to see all these things happening online and in the media. And the children is who I want to place first and foremost in this discussion. Mm-hmm. Because when the adults are all going at it, and as far as I can see, Kim Kardashian hasn't really responded until the last couple of days, I think the only losers here are the children. And for Pete Davidson to say a number of times, actually, I've seen him say that he respects Ye and he wants to try and work this out in an adult way, he has said that consistently. And as you say, Jim, yes, there was a recent text message and a number of posts that came out where he said that he still wanted to work it out. He still respected him. And he did say that he was in bed with Kim. And that probably was a very inflammatory remark. But in the same breath, the bear has been poked over and over and over again with death messages, threat messages, really quite scary stuff. It is frightening. The red flags are all there. But Kim has been separated for over a year. She's made it very clear her intention is not to unite with Kanye West, with Ye, and he has not at any point respected her in her separation. And that to me is not okay.
Yeah, I agree totally. I was absolutely not putting anything on Kim. I totally get it. What I was referring to was, poking the bear back, probably. But I did not know that Kanye was issuing threats. Obviously, that's illegal. That's a crime. Why hasn't he been arrested if he's making threats over the internet? That sounds like a very serious crime. And also, like you said, a dangerous red flag. When you have somebody who was clearly dealing with some issues, I don't know if he's been diagnosed as bipolar. His behavior seems to indicate that, but obviously that's an indirect personality assessment. It's not a diagnosis. I have no idea whether he has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I do know that people keep saying he should be taking his meds. I don't know if that's anecdotal or if that's actually the fact that he was diagnosed and prescribed meds. Do you know anything about that, Lisa?
Well, I do know that in interviews he has said that he doesn't like to take them. Sometimes he takes them, sometimes he doesn't. They interview with his creative process. And that's something that a lot of people in the, you know, creative arts say, that when you're on certain medications, it messes with your state of mind as far as creativity. But he seems to make veiled threats, Jim. He makes videos that kind of show somebody, you know, doing violence to somebody who looks like Pete Davidson, but then he walks it back that it's just being an artist. He's just expressing himself. So it's kind of hard. I bet he's sort of walking the line to not actually threatening anything directly, but giving little cues to his fans. And I don't know, it's just very caught up in this weird, the power that he has, the voice that he has as a celebrity. It's kind of, it's confusing.
Yeah. I will say that I have been in a relationship in the past with somebody who was bipolar, and I've had friends that are bipolar. And when they feel the rush of being manic, they do not want to take their meds. They do not want to come down. And yes, they can be extremely creative. I think there's a world-renowned poet who was definitely bipolar, who gave into it. I think he said he called it setting the river on fire. And he was more creative when he was manic than he was when he wasn't. And yeah, so
Van Gogh, you know, there's so many artists like that.
He absolutely used it for his creativity. Although what he admits, though, is that it destroyed every relationship he had, and it hurt all the people that loved him. And it is very difficult. I feel for Kim, having been in a relationship with somebody who has that disorder. If that's what Kanye has, it's a very difficult thing to live with. And I can understand completely why, if he doesn't get help, if he doesn't actually treat what he has, that the person that you're with, I mean, can't sit there and watch it happen over and over and over again. It's exhausting. It is debilitating, and it can really affect the children. As you say, Laura, they have to come first. And if this is what Kanye has, then he really needs to do that. He needs to take care of it for the children. That's his responsibility, as well as he needs to stay away from doing things that could be considered threats over the internet. That's just criminal.
He has done that a number of times. I have looked at his Instagram over the course of the last few months, and he has posted things that have been very inflammatory, harassment / stalking related behaviors that he has been spoken to about. And he has stepped it back and said almost an apology, but not quite, but saying that he didn't realize his behaviors would constitute harassment. So, for example, on Valentine's Day, he sent a truckload of roses to Kim Kardashian's house. And I mean a truck. I'm not talking metaphorically. There actually was this van just full of red roses. Well, Valentine's Day can be a trigger, actually. I mean, I see it a lot with my cases, that a lot of stalkers start to trigger around key anniversary dates. Now, just in the context that Kim has consistently said, enough, and we're not going to unite, that is hugely problematic. And he has love bombed her, and he has made these grand declarations, and he wants his family back. He sees it that he's fighting for his family. And he seems very rigid in his view of what he is doing. And he is casting this narrative of him fighting for his children, fighting for his family. And he's claiming that narrative. That's wrong. If I saw this in any other case, I would be very worried about somebody who's stuck mentally for over a year with the view that he thinks that Kim is going to come back to him, and he hasn't moved off that position. And he's not respecting. Yeah, it does sound dangerous, Jim, because he's not respecting her boundaries. And just yesterday, in fact, there was a post on Instagram where he said this, and he posted pictures of these badges. And there was a picture of Kim, like a little enamel badge, and a enamel badge of Kanye, and then this sort of ghouly face in the middle. And he wrote, "This was on my daughter's backpack when I was allowed, in inverted commas, to see her last week. This is why I go so hard for my family. I am wired to protect my family at all costs. As the priest of my home, don't worry, Northy, God is still alive."
Right. Did you see her reaction to that? Kim's reaction is, "You were just here this morning."
I'll read what Kim wrote. Exactly right, Lisa. She said, "Please stop with this narrative. You were just here this morning picking up the kids for school." So we've got this very different narrative coming from Ye about what he's doing, that he's trying to protect his family from whom, I'm not sure. I presume he's talking about Pete Davidson, and that he is God. I think that's the reference.
This is really disturbing. This is scary, because if he loses connection to reality, that amps up the threat that he could do something to hurt either Kim or the kids or Pete. And none of those things are acceptable. It's terrible.
I was going to say, I don't follow his baseline. I don't follow him at all. So I don't know. Is he normally so grandiose and so...
So after his mother died, he was very close to his mother. And after his mother died, it seemed that there's been some unraveling and some spiraling. And I guess, and from talking to people who know him and know the scene, they think that his mother's death has had a very profound impact on him. And, you know, that is very sad in and of itself. And also, I had a memory of him, and you both might recall, he got a Robert Kardashian sort of hologram for Kim for her birthday. And it was a live talking Robert Kardashian. And I remember thinking at that point, that's a really odd thing to spend millions of dollars on for her birthday. That didn't feel right to me. And I think it wasn't that long after that his mother died, or maybe it was just before. And it seems that things haven't been right since then. But if this were anybody else, we wouldn't be accepting of this behavior. And it wouldn't just be he needs help. It would be he needs to stop. He is frightening in his behavior towards Kim in the love bombing, and for his children to be witnessing all of this, because kids do go online. Kids do know what's going on.
And their friends talk.
And their friends talk as well. And this has been all over the media. Even today, there's more in the media about him now trying to get custody and very clear custody of the children, as if Kim isn't allowing him access to the children, which we don't really know what's going on behind closed doors. We're just seeing bits of it being leaked online. By whom? Question mark. You know, some people do think it's for publicity, but it's really in no one's interest. And it really is alarming behavior.
Well, I mean, he's lived in Wyoming for an awfully long time. You know, he's been very isolated out there. And that's the thing, when you're this famous and this rich, like, there's nobody to tell you no.
Well, he needs intervention. He needs somebody to be there and tell him no. There have to be people around him. I know you talked about conservatorship, Laura, and maybe that's necessary. I don't know. Who is there to do that? I mean, who in his circle is there to actually tell him he's gone way beyond? I mean, I know recently, months ago, a fan came up to him outside of a club and he decked the guy. And I don't know exactly what happened or what the fan said to him or did, but clearly that's not something that he should be doing. And all he's doing is setting himself up for a major lawsuit in that case. I just don't know. Like I said, if he's not connecting to reality, if he's losing his grounding, then this is exactly the kind of thing that we see setting somebody off on a path that is violent and that is a path of no return. And I would hate to see anything happen to anybody in this whole drama, because these are real people. People consider them celebrities and you know, don't think about what the ramifications are of what this behavior is or where it might lead.
Yes, and all the, when you look at the social media, it is interesting, because Kim Kardashian seems to be overly family oriented. All her posts are about her children, about motherhood, and about her business. And she has said some things that are slightly off recently about women needing to work harder and women don't want to work. And so she's caught some heat. And this has been in the last week. I'm sure you've seen it, Lisa. And then the Pete Davidson text came out. So I did wonder about the timing of that, because she caught heat around what she was saying. And she's got a new show coming out. But Pete Davidson does say she's a very good mother. And I have no reason to doubt she is a good mother. And everything about Ye's posts is questioning that, in the sense that he's protecting his family. That's all he's doing. And that's simply not the case. The children, from what I can see, more need protection from him and what's going on here than they do from her. And I think that that is alarming, that he's sowing that seed to everybody. You mentioned the conservatorship, and why I opened with that is that Britney Spears did far less, and she was in a conservatorship for 13 years. And what we see is women being put in conservatorships. And here we've got a very public demonstration of someone who is unwell, and we can't diagnose exactly what's going on, but he clearly is unwell and he does need an intervention. And it would seem appropriate for someone to be stepping in, someone from his side. But I don't know. I get the sense that he's not a man you say no to. I mean, look, poor Kim's been saying no for over a year, and look where she is.
But Laura, zooming out from the granular of these two people, what is the message to the rest of society that his behavior can go unchecked? But like you said, you know, you mentioned the Valentine's Day truckload of roses. Hey, that's just being romantic, right? That's just showing his woman how much he loves her. I mean,
but she's not his woman anymore, right?
It just pushes the envelope, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it talks to entitlement. It's saying, I don't really care about what she's saying. I know better and I'm going to carry on with my behavior. And that says he's not respecting what she's been saying. So yes, on a macro and a micro, it's really problematic and it's love bombing and it's somebody who's saying no. And so you would be looking at stalking or harassment. And Kim did talk to the judge when she became legally single. She did talk to the judge about the fact she was scared. Now, for me, that's when I press the button, is when I hear someone saying that they're fearful, whether they're fearful for themselves or they're fearful for the children. But he seems to have no ability to understand that his behavior is alarming and it's frightening and it's not romantic and it's not him fighting for his family and doing the right thing. Actually, he needs to dial it down and step back. If there's any chance of any reconciliation, he needs to move back. He's actually moving further away from that goal by his very own behavior, but he has no sense of self-awareness.
But it concerns me that he is coming to pick up the kids going to school, and he's saying at the same time, I am fighting for my, what is it? What was it again?
He said, I was allowed, in inverted commas, to see her last week. This is why I go so hard for my family, and I'm wired to protect my family at all costs.
At all costs. Okay, so he said, to protect my family at all costs. At all costs. Sounds like he's willing to do anything, and that anything could include violence. And that is something that, this is a major red flag, and I think family court should step in and not give him access to the kids if this is how he's talking, because it seems like he's in advance rationalizing anything he does from this point forward as part of a protective move for his family, because he will do it at all costs. And all costs, that's dangerous to me.
I agree. This probably isn't going to end well. And I mean that in an emotional sense. On all sides, for Kim, for Pete Davidson, for Ye, but for the children. And that has to be, the children have to be the priority. They've got beautiful children together. So yes, I think it is escalating. Every day there's something new and it hasn't calmed down in any way, shape or form. And yes, today there seems to be some move around custody. And I hope that a judge would make the right decisions here, irrespective of them being celebrities.
Wow.
Did you have any questions, Lisa? Anything burning off of?
I think you all talked about it, the love bombing, his entitlement, his lack of control. Even though at the same time he's had multiple relationships since their breakup, but you know he's just
the thing that's most disconcerting to me is that he could be there at the house with the kids and Kim, and that same day post something that is patently untrue and couch it in terms that are very aggressive to me. That is a warning sign and that needs to be addressed. And I'm hoping that these kids and Kim and Pete are protected. I'm hoping that these kids are not vulnerable when they're with him.
Yes. And that's another key thing, that if he is divorcing from reality, then what happens when he's looking after them right on his own? But I think, you know, for me, there's a sliding scale of risk. And when you start to hear things like this being said, for me as a risk assessor and threat assessor, I look for finality. And this at all costs, if you get to a finality point, i.e. he thinks that this is the end game, then anything is possible. And that's why it is very concerning, because he's already laid that down, and him talking about him being God, then anything really is possible from this point forward. And he's already rationalizing it in his own head. And I agree, Jim, who's there counterpointing him? Because actually the reply from Kim, that's the first time I'd seen her directly respond and say, that's not true. So the more that potentially she pushes back and there's a finality point where she says, we're never getting back together or whatever that might be, that could be the trigger point.
Exactly. We've just seen it happen too many times where that trigger point triggers and there is a very, very bad set of circumstances that follow. I just hope that some of this is just his sort of desire to remain in public view. And I hope that he is grounded and that he is actually taking care of himself mentally and medically and not just self-medicating or avoiding treatment, because there does seem to be some serious issues going on here. And people with serious issues should not be taking care of little kids.
Yes, or positively reinforced by a fan base. And I think that's another very alarming thing, that people are publicly supporting him when they should actually be saying, this isn't acceptable. This is not okay to treat a woman, the mother of your children like this, or your children, or the new partner, particularly when there's such a double standard. He has been dating women and he talks about his love for Kim, but he's still dating women and it's still very public. So why is there one standard for him, but yet there's another for her? Again, this starts to nudge into the coercive control territory for me. And because I'm not fully in the case and we're only seeing things that we're allowed to see, I guess, I would need to know more about the control issues. But I feel very uncomfortable and very uneasy about it. And it's normally when it's a homicide that I'm reviewing cases and we see what I call the murder in slow motion. And I would just hate for this to escalate and anybody to get further hurt, either psychologically, emotionally. But I sense that this isn't the end of it, sadly.
Yeah, many of our listeners are echoing OJ and Nicole. I mean, they've said that on our Facebook pages. It's reminding them of this. And we definitely are here to say we hope it does not go down any road of true violence. So
yes, Lisa. And of course, the most recent girlfriend, I have to say, looks a mirror image of Kim, which alarmed me actually, seeing another woman look almost identical. Yeah.
I thought it was her when I saw those photos.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I. So it is alarming.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing this discussion to our table, Lisa. And listeners, please, please think about the actual facts of these real children who are caught in the middle of this, and don't fan the flames of this case, because we just don't want to see anybody hurt.
And so for now, this is Real Crime Profile signing out.
If you like deeper analysis like this episode on topics like Making a Murderer, Mindhunter, Escape at Dannemora,
the case of Sally Challen, the teacher's pet, Lynette Dawson, the Exonerated Five in When They See Us, and the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, you can listen to RCP on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever platform you listen to us on. And please be sure, if you like what we do, to give us a 5-star review.
Thank you for listening to Real Crime Profile. Real Crime Profile is produced and edited by Paul Francis Sullivan. Sound engineering by Mike Thal. Music is composed by Simba Tsumba. Logo art by Jim Clementi. Real Crime Profile is produced by XG Productions and distributed by Wondery.
For advice and support if you're experiencing stalking in the UK, you can contact Paladin National Stalking Advocacy Service on 0203 866 4107. Or you can go to the website where there's a lot of information and advice that you can follow on www.paladinservice.co.uk. If you're experiencing domestic abuse, you can call the National Domestic Violence Helpline for free on 0800 2000 247. In the US, if you're experiencing domestic abuse and need advice, shelter or counseling, you can call Genesis, the 24-hour hotline, on 214-946-4357. You can also go to their website for further advice or support, www.genesisshelter.org. And there's the domestic violence hotline on 800-799-7233.